Good afternoon. It's 13 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock. And I'm Joey Karen from the QNET Newsroom. Food insecurity is something many struggle with daily as food prices continue to rise. The Community Development Council of Quinte is a nonprofit organization who looks to ensure students, residents I mean, of the Quinte region provided with the necessities of life. The organization has been in existence since 1989 and was formed to resolve issues in the community. Executive Director Ruth Ingersoll speaks about one of those main issues that has been focused on through a program called the Good Food Box.
One of those issues was food insecurity. Even way back then, they were realizing that a lot of people were food insecure and going without food on a daily basis. So the Good Food Box was implemented in those early years.
The Good Food Box allows residents to buy fruits, vegetables for a fraction of retail costs, even as costs are rising in the marketplace.
We're being told that fresh fruits and vegetables need to be in our diets because people are having all sorts of health issues, and yet that's the most expensive thing when you go to the grocery store. So a lot of people are just skipping those aisles or buying very little because they can't afford it.
The program's aimed to stretch each dollar, making sure people are getting their money's worth. Since 1986, the Quinte Immigration Services has been helping new immigrants make the move to Canada into the Quinte Rest region. With a large increase of Syrian refugees finding their way to Canada, much of the Quinte Immigration Services' focus has been helping them adjust. Leah Denhartov has the story.
Since December of last year, around 28,000 Syrian refugees have moved to Canada looking for a new life. The area already has 68 refugees moved in. The Quinte Immigration Services works towards helping these new families settle in. Orlando Ferro is the executive director of QIS. He says the programs that they run work well within the Belleville region.
There is a lot of shortage in terms of labor in the area. I just recently have been in a meeting. Right now, today, there is a need of 500 jobs. Let's make sure that the people who are here already get the employment. And if not, then let's bring other people who might be interested in those jobs to get those jobs.
In terms of jobs, the program Farmers Feed the World is used to help give opportunities to Syrian refugees coming to Canada. Refugees haven't received any jobs from the program as of yet, but more than 100 have registered. A recent study conducted by Environics Institute showed 80% thought refugees were a positive impact on our economy.
If we put ourselves in their shoes, and if your country is being bombed, and there's nowhere to go, and you're seeing all your relatives being killed, they need to go somewhere. And I think that's a Canadian thing of being generous and open up the doors and try to help them. I think it's a very positive thing.
The Quinte area is still waiting for two more Syrian families to move to the area. But because of processing, they have yet to be allowed to start their new lives in Canada. Leah Denhartog, QNET News, Belleville.
In national news, in provincial news, according to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, journalists are not being wiretapped at the federal level after speaking with RNCMP and the Canadian Security Intelligence Service. This comment comes after the Quebec government announced a full public inquiry into police surveillance of journalists operating within the province. Trudeau states that he is open to any suggestions on how to protect the freedom of the press.
I'm open to the discussion that I'm sure is going to be had in many levels of government in the coming weeks, but I won't preempt any of those discussions with guesses at what might come of it.
The budget watchdog of Ontario claims that the Liberal government will fall short of its promise to recover the province from the red by 2017 and 2018. According to the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario, Ontario will still have $2.6 billion deficit in 2015 and it will rise to a $37 billion deficit by 2020. Previously, the office's spring prediction showed a smaller deficit of $600 million next fiscal year. However, since then, a number of changes have occurred, one of which is a new accounting treatment for government pension plans that added a $1.5 billion to the deficit. If the government wishes to balance the budget, it will either have to raise revenue or cut expenses, according to a report done by the FAO.
The Ontario government also plans to strengthen consumer protection by introducing new rules with regards to home inspection, door-to-door sales, and payday loans. These changes in consumer protection fall underneath the Putting Consumers First Act. The proposed changes to the act would make it possible to ban unsolicited door-to-door sales of certain products such as water heaters or air conditioners. The new plan legislation would like also regulate the home inspection industry to require licensing and qualifications. In Loyalist news, it takes a lot of guts to belt it out on stage, even for veteran musicians. Katy Perry talks to two Loyalist musicians about their occasional butterflies.
Kevin Young, a first-year social service worker student at Loyalist College, has performed in front of an audience many times, and he always gets the same feelings.
When you first get up on stage, it's about the first 10 or 11 seconds into the song that you're really nervous and you're thinking, what are the crowd thinking, and stuff like that, and then I just get lost in the music, and that's when it all goes away.
Vanessa Tignanelli, a photojournalism student at Loyalist College, started playing piano when she was 5 years old. She has traveled across Canada and has played in front of many different audiences.
You're not there to be background music for people. They're there to see you. So people that were at the festivals could choose between us or other bands that were playing at the same time. So if they were at your show, they wanted to see you and had heard your music before. So that was probably the coolest part, because you get people singing your lyrics.
So next time you see a musician on stage, get lost in the music and enjoy it with them. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next after this commercial break.
My first time at college away from home. I thought this would be easier, but I don't even know what I'm gonna eat. Everything is so far away. How did Mom ever pull this off?
Mark's No Frills is easy and affordable. Loyalist students, take advantage of Belleville Transit's Route 9 bus that takes you directly to Bell Boulevard and Mark's No Frills. There you'll find everything you need to fill the shelves and fridge in your dorm room or apartment.
Great, I can stock up on the necessities, like pizza.
Yes, Mark's No Frills has that too. Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney, and our prices won't be beat.
Now, QNET Sports. Hello, I'm Joey Caron. Tonight, Loyalist men's basketball team get the bus wheels rolling as they chug their way over to Peterborough to square off against Fleming College. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Lancers volleyball team pull their knee pads high as they head east to Algonquin College for another season game. Go Lancers! And tomorrow, the Wellington Dukes host the Aurora Tigers. At the new Wellington and District Community Center, the puck drops at 7:30 p.m. May the best team come out on top. In NHL news, tonight the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to test their sticks against the Buffalo Sabres at the First Niagara Center. Game starts at 7 o'clock. The Winnipeg Jets are crossing borders as they venture to the Verizon Center to tackle on the Washington Capitals, while the Edmonton Oilers head to Madison Square to take on the New York Rangers. Both games start at 7 o'clock as well. The Vancouver Canucks travel eastwards to battle the Ottawa Senators at 7:30, while the Calgary Flames head to San Jose to test water against fire in their bout against the Sharks. The game starts at 10:30. In NBA news, the Minnesota Timberwolves show their fangs at the Target Center as they take on the Denver Nuggets tonight. It is a battle of Wolves against Lions, and it begins at 7 p.m. The Boston Celtics march themselves to the Quicken Loans Arena to test their canes against the mettle of the Cavaliers. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock, while the Blue Thunder of the OKC tests the grit of the Golden State Warriors at 10:30. In NFL news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers ready themselves to test their muckets against the Atlanta Falcons tonight. This marks the second and final time the two teams meet in a battle of NFC rivals. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan says the Falcons need to step up their game to take on the Bucs defense.
It comes down to blocking better than we did the first time. All across the board. And so they put a lot of stress on you because they have such athletic linebackers that shed blocks really, really well. It's going to be a great challenge for us.
The game is set to be played in the Ray James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, and starts at 8:25 p.m. That's it for sports. Be sure to send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville currently is a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon and a high of 13 degrees. As evening sets in, the risk of showers carry over with a temperature hitting the zero marker. It will be a chilly one tonight, folks. at 4:09. It's 13 degrees and partly cloudy. This is QNET News. If you like us, be sure to check us out on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joey Caron, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.